I woke up in the border of chaos and order. Vivid dreams and strange memories. Jokester, a trickster, and a romancer. I do this on my own. Nowadays it's all black and white like the keys of a piano. The world needs more color and love, but what do I know? Drive around the snow as I watch out for potholes. I hear God talking, but it's overshadowed by El Diablo.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Foxtrot. This is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Got a fun set of tunes today. Oh, wait, again. I already said the name. But again, this is my show, Foxtrot, where I like to play things that I think are good and or interesting. And the thing that I just played was a song called Video Games by Future Magics. I'm gonna be honest, that it sounds like it should be part of some concept album, and it, for all intents and purposes, it might be. But I haven't actually listened to the album, if I'm being completely honest. It was just kind of on my Discover Weekly, and I thought it was like a fun little, I don't know, kind of like quasi Midwest emo guitar riff going on, which I can always get behind. And so who knows? Maybe I will get into that potential concept album, because it could be one. And one thing about me is I'm pro concept albums. I think, I don't know, going off the rails already, sue me, But yeah, again, I think I got a fun show today. It'll probably be pretty mellow in terms of my voice. Just one of those nights where I'm pretty tired. You know, is that a crime? I don't think so. So, yeah, without further ado, we're just going to listen to some music, enjoy ourselves, and yeah, okay. Here's the Beach Boys.
What you needed the most to set your broken heart free. I know you cried and you felt blue, but when I could, I gave strength to you. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again. I'm saying you're the only one. I'm waiting for the day when you can love I'm saying you're the only one. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again.
I can sit around and watch you.
Okay, we just listened to Bright Boy by none other than Alex G. Right before that, we listened to You Can't Do It All by Cusp. And right before that, we listened to I'm Waiting for the Day by the Beach Boys. I think it's the first time I've played the Beach Boys on this show. My third year. It's my third year on Foxtrot. First time playing Beach Boys. First time for anything. I think that's actually my favorite song on Pet Sounds, which I think is a sleeper pick. I feel like no one's ever like, I love I'm Waiting for the Day. But the ending is just like, it rules. The drums in this thing are like really fun as well. I don't know. There's something about it that's just so endearing to me. Shout out Brian Wilson. I don't have anything else to say. Shout out to the Beach Boys. Shout out Brian Wilson. Next up, You Can't Do It All by Cusp. This is another band where I don't know anything about them, and this was another song that was on my Discover Weekly. So thanks, Discover Weekly. But this song is really enjoyable. One thing about me is I am a sucker for songs that are just like a slow instrumental build, which I don't think makes me unique in any capacity, but it is one tried and true way to my heart. And this song does that fantastically. The strings are delightful, I will say. I also love songs where the lyric just repeats, and this one does that too. So this is truly a best of both worlds for the Noah DeYoung music taste. Oh, Foxtrot host last name reveal. I don't think that was a secret. I feel like I had some... Oh, yeah, I was listening to the song on repeat while I was doing one of my coding exams. Or an exam where I had to code. I wouldn't call it a coding exam, but an exam where I had to code. And I was just grooving. I was like, this is great. This is awesome. So shout out Cusp. It's apparently a good coding song. And finally, Bright Boy by Alex G. This is a classic Alex G song, I feel like. For some reason, I just had this urge to play it on my show today, and I thought it went well with the other two songs I just played. But I was looking at the stream numbers. I cannot believe this has under 10 million streams. And I only say that in the sense that, like, I feel like before Alex G got, like, really blew up via TikTok, I feel like Bright Boy was, like, maybe with the exception of Sarah, like, the Alex G song that if people knew an Alex G song, they knew Bright Boy. And now Bright Boy doesn't even have double-digit, like, million streams where, like, their stuff, like, Sarah has, like, 140 million or something crazy like that. Like, there are, like, at least, four songs, Alex G songs, that have over 100 million streams, and Bright Boy can't even crack 10 million. Which, I know, like, for Alex G standards, I feel like it's maybe, like, I can't hit 10 million. It's still, like, very cool considering, like, where he came from. But still, I don't know. Like, I feel like when I got an Alex G, people were like, Bright Boy, that's an Alex G song. And, like, I don't know, it just... The new generation of Alex G listeners has not gotten on the Bright Boy train, which I take issue with. It's a great song. Little Foxtrot tip. If you guys haven't heard it's on YouTube, Alex G performing this song with Japanese Breakfast, like at a Pitchfork music festival, it's delightful. You should stop listening to this and go listen to that for like 2 minutes. It's like kind of great and awesome. I've listened to it so many times. Okay, more music to play. I have nothing else to say. Here is Lift to Experience. Waiting to...
Morning glow with light so low. The day begins as night sheds her skin. The aftermath of the long dark past, I'm beginning to see the light. Through drunken days and spinning scenes, I'm lifting the weight that God's freedom brings. Until genius awakes with hungover shakes and remembers those dreams once more. Tossed from bed to floor. Show you the way. the promised land. The stars did align in 1999 when we got ready for the moment to shine. With love, the stars struck. On the front of the storm we shall be born. Under the red and the blue and the white, these angels will take flight. Sometime, somewhere, just when you think it couldn't get any worse, it'll hit you unaware, and you'll realize it's gonna get far worse before it gets better. So turn your heads to the starry skies above. Said, son, I will if you will. I said, my sweet Lord, it's a deal.
Star below, star below.
I'm back. We just listened to Can't Kill a Cowboy by the Wisco Knot. Right before that, we listened to Slowcore Country Boy by Eli Joseph. And just before that, we listened to Waiting to Hit by Lift to Experience. I don't know if you could gather a theme going there with those three songs, but it certainly was a country tinge. And I feel like I'm telling you guys a lot about the music that I like tonight. This morning, I don't know, but I for one am a huge fan of the twang, And these songs, in fact, supplied it. So that first song, Waiting to Hit by Live to Experience, that comes off of the 2001 album, The Texas Jerusalem Crossroads, remastered in 2017. And I don't know if you could tell just from that one song, but the entire thing is a concept album about the second coming of Jesus, but he comes in Texas. And that song by itself is beautiful. I love the strings at the end. I love the little spoken word part. It's not really spoken word, but they're talking, where he's talking, quote unquote, with the Lord. It's awesome. The whole album is great. Like, I cannot recommend it enough. It's like fun, quasi-country shoegaze. I don't know. It's awesome. I love it. I've gotten really into it this week. It's great. Slowcore Country Boy by Eli Joseph. That comes off of Eli Joseph's most recent album, his self-titled Eli Joseph. Longtime Foxtrot listeners, as in like people who like heard me talk like 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, I forgot, know that Eli Joseph is a buddy of mine. And I don't know, I feel like I can confidently say I am playing this song in a very unbiased manner, and that I actually think it rules, you know, not connected to me knowing him. Like, I think that me knowing him through the internet, I should clarify, but like, for sure, I would not have heard the song if I did not have that connection with him. But the song itself is sick. Like, the harmonica involved in the, again, with the country shoegaze kind of vibe is so cool. I love the, like, the instrumental dropout. And like, boom! Like, yeah, it's sick. Sorry, sue me. I recommend that whole album. It's actually kind of great, especially if you're like me and you love twang. Go listen to Eli Joseph. And then finally, Can't Kill a Cowboy by the Wisco Knot. That song's just cool. I don't have anything else to say besides that. It's fun. It had cowboy in the name, and it's by like an old college band. And I for one am an advocate of college bands, because I myself am in one. You know what I myself am also? Frequently, a pedestrian. Pedestrian safety, in fact, is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. This has been a life-saving message from your friend at WMFO in Medford. That's right, be attentive. Because if you're attentive, it's not your fault. I don't endorse that last part. You know what I mean. Okay, I have more music to play that I'm enjoying. So, yeah, here's Radiohead.
just another day in heaven. It's a paradise of pocket knives and lucky number sevens. It's the sound of someone leaving and the venom in your teeth. Could pedestrians believe in something greater than their feet? That's okay with you, and that's okay with me. If that's okay with you, then that's okay with me. I've come a long way to destroy you, and now it's your time to go. Just be thankful to go.
I'm happy. I'm happy you're here. I'm happy. Simple says the song.
the pines that shiver in the park. Kick my feet through the dark, through the railings and the empty bars and tattered lines. Something slips back into place. For a second, there's a trace of my face inside the tree. But the fever does me in, never touching anything. Like the sea inside a shell, everything speaks to itself. Darkness comes at 3:30, my own face is in the trees.
Okay, unfortunately, I gotta go fast because I have more things to play. Not enough time. We just listened to Dex Dark by Radiohead. No, we just listened to My Own Face Inside the Trees by The Clientele. Before that, we listened to I'm Happy You're Here by Ugly Parentheses UK. And before that, we listened to Dex Dark by Radiohead. Fun little theme there is that they're all British bands. That's cool. Check out Ugly Parentheses UK if you have the chance. My favorite thing about them is that they don't know how to end songs. And I mean that unironically. I think it results in very fun ideas happening. Okay. Music.
Thank you.
Okay, don't have time to talk about those songs at all. We just listened to Imagine Hearts by Ringo Death Star. And before that, we listened to Emma Blowgun's Last Stand by Beulah. Thank you all so much for listening to Foxtrot. If you want to listen to more Foxtrot every Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, whatever, Wednesday midnight, please listen. I play things that I think are good, interesting, and fun. Okay, we're going to close out. We're not going to finish the song, it's fine, by listening to God Only Knows by the Langley Schools Music Project. This is, in fact, what it sounds like, which is an elementary school music class singing this song. Okay, have a good one. Again, this is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, DMFM, Medford, Test Freeform Radio. Have a good night, day, whatever. Okay, goodbye.